morning. Today is Thursday, January the 26th. Joining us this morning from the swamp in Arcata, California Highway Patrol Public Information Officer Saime. Good morning, guy.
I made it back. How are you?
Yeah, and the sunshine didn't keep you away.
No, no. I tried to take the day off, but they wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Okay. That would have nothing to do with showing up here, would it?
No. I love coming here.
No, I meant Brett not coming here.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You're not, huh?
No. Okay. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. Our quote this morning comes from Plato. The penalty that good men pay for not being interested in politics is to be governed by men worse than themselves.
If you're not interested and you don't hold them accountable.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Interesting. What I think we heard this morning, 10 and a half, 11 inches of rain so far this month.
Yeah.
Does that, with the flooding and things like that, how much does that change what you guys do? Or do you just kind of drive slower, pay attention if you see something? You may not be patrolling anymore. You may be dropping flares and standing there making sure that people are slowing down through these certain areas.
Right. It doesn't change a whole lot of how we do our day-to-day business. It might just make it a little bit busier. You know, if people are spinning out and crashing due to hydroplaning because of the weather, we might be running around in circles trying to keep everybody safe and on the roadway. But it definitely does pick up the statistics, you know, of crashes. Even just for this month, we're not even all the way through January, and we've taken almost 80 traffic collisions in our area. And that doesn't—
is that a lot?
It is a lot for this time of year, and you'd think that this time of year would be our busy time because of the weather. Our busy time is really during the summer. There's just a lot more traffic on the roadway, obviously. People coming through, traveling.
More of a volume.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more people on the roadway. I mean, more crashes, more incidents going on. But for this time of year, it's pretty high. We're not all the way through the month yet, and already we're pushing 100 traffic collisions. And a lot of times during this type of weather, we respond to incidents that might not turn into a quote-unquote traffic collision or report because somebody just spun off the road, and they're stuck, but there's no damage to the vehicle, so we help them get unstuck and get back on the road.
Get the tow truck or get a buddy with a winch. And
exactly. If we can maybe push them out of the road and do what we can to get them going.
That's right. You guys' trucks don't have winches on them, though, do they?
Not anymore. They used to years ago before my time. And
the old black and white trucks instead
of
the white trucks?
Old school ones, yeah.
Huh. I wonder why they got rid of that.
Who knows?
Particularly in rural areas. I mean, I get it, you know, if you're driving those things in.
Right. In the city, you probably don't necessarily need them. But out here, it'd be nice.
No, there you
have
the spikes embedded in the grill so people get out of you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. The ramming.
Yeah, the little slow-moving guy in front of you.
Yeah.
And do something.
But we do have push bumpers on our vehicles now with big rubber mats on the front so that we can push people out of the roadway or help them get unstuck without causing damage to people's cars.
Are those attachments?
No, they're just on our bumper. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you just look at the bumper, if you were up close to one of our highway patrol vehicles, it's all covered in rubber.
You mean so just before rubber hits?
Just before impact, yeah, right. And that works phenomenally. I've pushed many people out of the road and get them out to safety.
And no scratches.
Knock on wood, no scratches.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Cy, with a different challenge, you said 80 collisions so far this year in just your guys' part of the neighborhood, so to speak. Is there anything that's kind of given you any insight of what's going on? Are we just driving too fast?
Well, yeah, for the weather, absolutely. We have had, you know, a nasty winter, so I assume that's part of it. The last couple weeks have been super wet, super rainy, like you mentioned earlier. So that's going to be part of it, and people tend to have short memories when it comes to winter driving. We haven't had a bad winter in many years. Several years, three years.
So like this morning with the sun, we're going to rock and roll thinking it's in the middle of summertime.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you and I have talked about this before. There are areas in our county here where it may be a beautiful day like it is today, but certain corners and certain areas don't see the sun, so they're still going to be slick. They still might even be icy, and people forget, and I understand how it is, and they get going too fast. And speed is the number one cause for traffic collisions during the winter months. Absolutely.
Speed beyond conditions or speed above the posted?
Both. You know, people still go.
I hate that catch-all.
Yeah, right. The above conditions.
Well,
right.
Well,
I understand. It's kind of confusing for people.
Well, it's tough to judge when outside when you're inside.
It is.
Unless it's wet.
It is. Yeah. People do just have to remember to slow down when it's raining. You have to slow down. But people still drive above the posted speed limit even when it's wet, nasty weather.
Even in the corridor.
Even in the corridor. Imagine that. Imagine that.
At least yesterday morning.
Every morning. Every morning. We try to be out there.
It was weird, though, last night. When did I come back through? 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of locked. It may be going like 51. Big deal,
right? Right. No, not a big deal. Unless it was me that saw you. If I saw you going 51,
yeah,
I'd stop you.
Yeah, if it was me. Yeah, yeah, right. I get that, yeah. One guy passed me.
That's not too bad.
And I passed a number of them.
Mm-hmm. At 51.
At 51.
That's good.
Yeah, it was really kind of intriguing.
Right. That's usually not you were moving at 7 p.m. or 7 a.m.?
No, p.m.
P.m., yeah, that's probably after the rush.
No, a.m., you guys going past 60, 65, zing, zing, zing.
Yeah, during rush hour traffic, people are moving. They got to get to work. They got places to be. But 7 p.m., usually when there's less vehicles out there, people are more reluctant to speed because they're the only one out there. Yeah, right, exactly. It's a little easier for us to
no convoys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, I would imagine if you saw four cars all going quick.
It happens.
That's easy. That's ducks on the pond.
It's fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. And you pick which one you're going to get. Try to pick the fastest one is what I do. You know, obviously the person who's committing the biggest
crime. I would
think
the second guy would be the fastest.
It just
because he's riding hard on the first guy and he wants to get past him.
Right, right, right. They're
he's
racing,
not drafting.
To keep
yeah,
up. Drafting. always
well,
exciting.
Yeah, I figure since you went to the car school, driving school there,
yeah, right.
Weeks, you may as well use some of the lingo. Huh?
Yeah, that's what they taught us to do: is to drift right behind the big rigs, and then we jump up ahead.
Oh, gee.
Always exciting.
So, what was 2016? Was it busier than normal? Normal?
2016 was a strange year for us. So we just got back our numbers for traffic collisions in our area. And keep in mind, this isn't everything that happened in Humboldt County. This doesn't include the incorporated cities such as Eureka, Arcata, Fortuna. This is just CHP jurisdiction, highway, freeway, county roads. We took almost 1,500 traffic collisions in 2016, which is up about 300 to 350 from the years prior. Usually we're around 1,100 or so. And for some reason, 2016, we had a big influx. It might be an anomaly. It might be something else. But right now, we're looking at those numbers, trying to figure out kind of what was going on.
Were they the additional activity? Was it like 96, 299, 36, 101, or just kind of across the board?
It's kind of across the board. I mean, we're still plotting them out, still looking at all the different locations, but it seems to be pretty across the board, and we're going to try to see what's going on. I don't necessarily think that we have that big of an influx of people coming through our area in 2016.
Not 25% more.
Yeah, I wouldn't see that. I mean, that would be huge. So I don't know. Maybe it's due to the weather. It could be, you know, like we were talking about.
Do you guys have the statistics so you can... Are the tracking abilities, not the stats.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some dissection of those numbers?
Age
groups.
Right.
Sex. Time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Certain vehicles types. Yeah, commercial versus private.
Right.
I mean, all those can you zip in at that level and kind of get a little bit more detail?
We can't. The program we have, we can't just get in and just click a couple buttons and have it there. We have to actually go in, physically pull up the reports and tally them up and pull each one. Yeah, it's kind of painstaking, but it is what it is in order to get some answers and in order for us to look forward to 2017 and 18. What can we do as a department to create safer roadways for our community? And so we're willing to obviously do all that.
I wonder if you could just, like on an Excel or something really basic like that, hit your five or six columns that you'd be interested in trying to use as reference, and then have
as we go the through
office,
the year,
office folks just go through this past year.
Right.
So you can at least manipulate it real basically.
Yeah.
And then use that same thing going forward just to kind of see it at that point. Because I would think some of that stuff would be somewhat critical for you guys.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is. Here at the local area level, like I said, we don't have a quick way to get those numbers. But our numbers are kept, and people at division, people at headquarters in Sacramento, they go through those numbers with a fine-tooth comb, and then they get the statistics for the whole state. They put it together, and they do all that stuff. They've got full-time people. Who
Page 48. Oh, there's Humboldt.
Yeah, right. There's Humboldt right there, right? Way up in the north, southern.
But because you guys are so close to the ground, I would think there would be certain things you'd look for. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're talking shop this morning with Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Cy, as you look with some of those numbers that we were talking about before, I would think that there's a desire to find out not only where the information is coming from, where the collisions are and that kind of stuff, but also wouldn't that affect the deployment? If all of a sudden 299 was, you guys were getting a lot of folks having issues, you'd probably do a shift somehow and apply people a little bit more there, or 36 or any of the areas. Do the guys, are they that flexible with what they do?
Well, you know, it all comes down to the needs of the department. And that falls down onto the needs of the citizens of California.
Good save.
I know. Did you like that? You like that? You tossed it up for me. I hit it out of the park.
I gave you a chance there. You almost screwed yourself to the wall, but you saved yourself. Okay?
Yeah, right. You know, we do look at that sort of stuff. And let's say Highway 299. For some reason, it's busy. It's a busy year. And they had a lot more traffic collisions than normal. And this has happened in the past. I don't know if we talked about it on air or not, but last year we had 14 fatal traffic collisions in the entire area of Humboldt CHP, and that includes the Willow Creek 299 area. Years ago, before I came on the department, I remember speaking to an officer, and at that time, they only had three or four officers assigned to Willow Creek. Well, during that time, one year, they had 14 fatal traffic collisions in the Willow Creek area alone. So when stuff like that happens, they look at it and they say, okay, there's a problem here. We need more officers out there. So, and that's exactly what they did. They were able to create policy and to change some things. And now we have doubled the officers that are assigned out there. There was three, now there's six. So, you know, like to answer your question, yes, we do look at it. And it might be, you know, a lengthy process to actually get more officers assigned to places. But we will do what we can and get the ball rolling in that direction.
I'm glad you should say yes.
Filled some of that airtime.
It'd be a really long show.
Gotta love it.
So the 14 last year fatals,
yes,
wasn't an all-timer by any stretch of the imagination.
No, that is pretty normal, which is sad to say. I'd like to say zero is normal for our area, but it, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, 14 to 15, typically over the last several years to 10 years is where we tend to be, somewhere in that range. So 14 just in the Willow Creek area alone years ago, that's astronomical.
Even so, for that era.
Yeah, even for that era. I mean, that was a huge spike. But, you know, right now we just got some grant funding so that we can focus more on some of the outlying areas of our jurisdiction, Highway 36 and 96 in particular. So we're going to be out there more often with more officers. And the idea for that is to provide services to the people who are out there due to the fact that there's no cell phone coverage. So really the main reason we're out there is to assist stranded motorists. But while we're out there, of course, we're going to make traffic stops and enforce the law and make sure everybody's minding their P's and Q's to see. But we're really looking forward to that, and we're going to start implementing that here shortly.
Bet you the Bridgeville folks are really tickled on that one.
Oh, they're laughing right now. They're ready, I'm sure, because, you know, it's hard to get out there. We got such a big area, but when we got more funding, we're able to push more guys out more often.
Now, the Sheriff's Department has got resident deputies.
They do.
Does the CHP and some of the rural mm-hmm. counties have the equivalent of a resident officer?
That's what Willow Creek is. It's the Willow Creek resident post. So Willow Creek falls under the Humboldt area CHP office, but those six officers that are assigned there, they live out there. They work out there, so that they are the resident deputies, resident officers for the Willow Creek area, which services Hoopa, Orleans, Wichipec, 299 out to the Scales, pretty much. So yeah, we do. We've got our resident guys out there.
Does 36 have anybody?
36 does not have anybody. You know, I can't really say why. I just think that 299 and the Willow Creek area has a much larger area, because we got 96 that goes all the way up to Siskiyou County line, and 36 we always have several guys assigned to the south beats, so that'll be south of Eureka. We usually have 2 to 3 guys working down here, one guy typically assigned to Highway 36 or the south end Fortuna area, south and Highway 36 depending on staffing for that day, and another couple guys. So I can't really tell you why we don't have resident officers out there. I just don't think that the geographical distance meets the policy that's required to set up an actual resident post, resident office.
Well, the volume certainly, just traffic volume,
right,
would be different between the two highways.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah.
Huh. Could come into play.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love the concept of the resident officer.
Absolutely.
Six of them in Willow Creek is kind of frightening.
Too many or too less?
Just that small population base would pencil out as six, but then when you think about the volume of traffic on 299 going back and forth,
yeah,
that's probably the equalizer, so to speak.
Well, if you think of six, they're not all working at the same time because they're spread out through the week, and so you'll...
But they're in the neighborhood, living, working, playing, having
fun,
right?
Yeah,
living
there. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, typically on one...
It's three is a full-time position?
Three officers?
Yeah.
It'd be full out there?
I guess it'd be four to have coverage all the time, 168 hours.
Oh, well, we don't... Out in the resident posts, they don't do graveyard shift. They're on call. So if something happens, they call you in the middle of the night.
So pretty much you got two available.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got 2 to 3 working during any day, as long as there's not people out on sick leave or something like that, vacation. You usually have 2 to 3 working.
Wait, they're in God's country. Why would they need a vacation?
I know, right? Every day's a vacation out there. I lived it and breathed it forever.
Yeah, it's the way. Didn't affect him at all.
Yeah, right.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Cy May. Cy, I've been hearing, and I know it's probably code for you guys, you know, under the influence.
Yeah.
Why not a delineation between booze and drugs.
So why, when we talk about it, why don't we?
Stemming from Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Right.
Okay. Big deal. Probably when you were a young whippersnapper and hadn't tasted alcohol yet. But it was a big deal. You had a couple out here on Old Arcata Road where people missed the turns and wiped out, or the spot where they always have the wreath, you know, running into the retaining wall there. And it was kind of almost an annual tradition,
right?
So to speak.
Unfortunately.
Now that has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose there still is a chapter locally, but they're not front page lead story like they used to be.
Right.
And I'm wondering if by saying under the influence, purposefully or not, we're masking what is the case. It used to be drunk driving.
Right.
Well, now to be PC, we have all this other. Well, is it meth? Is it this?
Right.
Is it that? What is the causing agent of some of these collisions?
Well, you know, as far as the terminology goes, Brian, I'm not sure if I just think maybe years ago they referred to it always as drunk driving, and maybe they weren't as specific when it came to, yeah, it was all lumped together, and now we're lumping it together as being under the influence, because if somebody's high on meth, they're not drunk driving, they're high. As far as I'm concerned, we need to be translucent with stuff. Law enforcement in general need to be more translucent and explain stuff to people. And so when I talk to people, young people, adults, whatever, I'm talking about DUI, I will specify.
Because you still do the breathalyzer thing out on the field, in the field, right?
Yeah, to eliminate.
So you know if somebody's alcohol. Whacked out and it's not booze.
Right. Then we need to go.
You know it's drugs.
Right. And then we need to go in to do some other testing in regards to, you know, actually getting successful charges filed against this person. We'll do some other tests, look at their eyes, pupils, take their pulse, all that sort of stuff. But as far as statistics go, we've got probably half of our DUIs are going to be drug-related. Maybe not quite half, but...
Say it's a 50-50.
Okay.
Is that what it is statewide? Or do we have a higher incidence here because of the drug culture?
Right.
Comma, and then we start talking about some of the things we have to address in our area. That would be one of them.
Well, I think it's going to be more statewide, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, Humboldt County is Humboldt County, and we're world famous for our cultivation. But California and
It was 30% the rest of the state and 50% here.
Right.
Okay, so when we're talking about dealing with the impacts of drugs,
uh-huh.
There's one now that is not even on the radar screen that might be moved on to that to be dealt with or to be looked at or to be addressed. Yeah. Yeah, well.
Well, more
work.
More
is work
that
for
it?
You, man.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. See everybody tomorrow.
Have a good one.